Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. We are in the classroom. Why? Because we got to learn. We have to learn. We have to build. There's so many things that we have going on that are in dire need of our time and attention. And so we come to the classroom. We get together every Wednesday to say, hey, how can we do this better? How can we build? How can we be better people than we were yesterday? And I mean, sometimes it's just as simple as yesterday. Sometimes it's just as simple as, how do I make a better choice? How do I live this better understanding? And that's what we're all into. That's what we're here for. This is why we come to the classroom. And so we're here so that we can be building, growing with each other. I couldn't think of a better group of individuals to be doing this work with, okay? Last week we were speaking about first fruits. It was a very interesting show. First fruits is not my strong point. It's never very comfortable for me, but it's such an important aspect of what we do. Giving those first bits of anything and everything to God. And I hadn't said it enough, and I hadn't said it directly. So there were things that I had to learn and push through even within my own self so I could say, hey, this is important. It's important enough to say. And so we had a whole program on it. And, you know, really, we're already doing a lot of giving. I think the only thing that a wonderful approach wasn't doing, or I wasn't sure, was doing it first. The whole idea of first fruits and not the wait and see fruits, you know. And the reason why that's so important is because that shows that faith muscle. It's an exercise, you know. So when you're like, I'm going to do this regardless, and I'm going to have faith on the back end and everything's going to work out, that's a different kind of muscle. And that's a muscle that we have to practice. And I'm going to say have our children practice. Let them start to develop those trusting in God and, you know, being able to know that they are going to be well and taken care of, and to not hesitate to give God your best. Don't hesitate to give God your first, you know. And so it was a really cute show, and if you want to check it out, of course, please, you can go either on my page or the Wonderful Approach page. Also, the energy report was yesterday. And that, so there's an energy report yesterday, and there's this little blurb, there's this little recording that I did that I wanted a wonderful approach to, hey, look, we got some things coming up, let's look at it. And if you listen to the energy report, and if you listen to the audio, which Sister Unique has no idea I was doing that at that time, she doesn't know. But when I say they rolled together, and I was like, wow, this is really, it helped me to understand that this little hesitation I've been feeling, let that go. It's time to move forward fully. So I was like, okay, I got it. So we had the energy report yesterday, and also you should have gotten the golden era of a wonderful approach. We're moving into a golden time. We're moving into a new understanding. Every time we do this, we do this on a regular. Every time we're moving into this new understanding in life, there's a test. So usually before you go to the second grade, you have to test out of the first grade, right? So if you feel like you have been challenged, if you feel as if God is like waiting to see the best of you show up, If you feel like, you know, you have may have even fumbled the challenge, you know, that is what this time period feels like it's for. It feels like an opportunity for us to work on and really, really work on these things we need to work on, as well as not only get the lesson, but if you have to retake a lesson, retake the lesson. Be okay with it. You know, I really realize, me, myself, Mama Seven, I realize that sometimes just mentally being okay with redoing the lesson stops me from having to redo the lesson. When I start to be honest with myself, and I know you're like, oh, not you, Mama Seven. Yeah, me. I'm a person. I'm a person that has challenges. I'm a person that's still taking their tests. And really, as you get older, you'll realize that not everybody makes it to the test. You'll realize that only certain people that have studied, that God trusts, make it to the test. And so even when I'm feeling myself being tested, I try to, like, say, okay, I feel the test and the challenge, and I know the purpose of this exercise is to make sure I'm up to date on my prayers, because it got me praying over here. So, yeah, it's okay to have those moments. You just have to know what to do when you get there. And I can tell you, prayer is that big piece. And then, so all of this is coming together in this perfect storm, right? And so on one hand, no one likes storms. You know, it's been cloudy here. I was driving down the highway just the other day, and the clouds were so thick on one side of the highway. I mean, it made the daytime, it was like 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, seem like midnight on half the sky. And I was like, that is kind of disrespectful. And so when you see the storm brewing, it can be scary. It can be daunting. It can be all of these things, right? But when you, in faith in God, when you have trust and faith in your own skills, you don't have to worry about it. You know it's there. Not worrying about it doesn't mean the storm goes away. It just means that I'm not going to allow it to consume me. I'm not going to allow it to take over. And so all of this came together in such a critical way that I was like, well, Spirit, what do we need to review this week, okay? We're in the middle of a lot of things. It feels like everything is up in the air at one time. So when everything's up in the air at one time, that means something's definitely going to fall down. But I was like, Spirit, what is the word for today? What is the thought? And the word I got was love. And I was like, Spirit, who are you talking to? Okay. who is love? Who has to talk about that? Who has to work on that? You know, love? Come on. You know, I've done a love show this year. How many do you want me to do? After my little temper, my little temper tantrum, God was like, I need you to talk about self-love. I need you to get personal. I need the listeners to get personal. Let's talk about and be about and understand the need for self-love, you know? And I was like, oh, I could talk about the need for it. I can see the need. So I can do that. And so, and God said, okay, take the need past the pedicure. I said, oh, God, that is not cute. You know, you ain't got to put it like that. You don't have to do like that. So we have to take this need for self-love past even basic maintenance, you know what I'm saying, for ourselves. So we're going to get into this, and I'm going to say the words, and I need you to absorb them, okay? And, of course, if you want to join, all you have to do is press 1. And we can talk about it. You can ask questions. You can build. But we kind of need to get into this. And I need everybody to put on your transparency hats, okay? We're going to be like Wonder Woman and riding our invisible jets and stuff like that. We're going to, for just a moment, really be open. We're going to be visible. We're going to allow people to see and to understand why this self-love is so important. So this is where we are. And this is really a good place to be. It's really a good place to be because, you know, I feel as if the universe, and I love speaking with my fellow readers. So I'll speak to people that are in the habit of reading and divining, and I'll say, hey, have you noticed a lot of this? Have you noticed a bunch of that? You know, I want to find out what is going on in the universe so that we can brace for it almost, okay? And I know this self-love piece is going to be key to our survival, okay? So self-love can mean a lot of different things to different people, all right? So part of this journey, understanding, discovery, all of this that we're doing about self-love, you have to do this for yourself. It's not like I have the magic words and stuff. There's things I can explain to you about self-love, and I can share the importance of it. But exactly what yourself will consider loving is going to have a lot to do with you, and have a lot to do with, you know, what you are accustomed to, and then the place that you're in your healing. So that's why I'm saying we need the pen and paper. Because this is not a cookie-cutter answer. I can't just say, hey, you know, turn this diagram around, boom, 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 do this, and then there you go. You're healed. Now you have self-love. No, it's very individualized. So let's be aware, and let's be gentle with self as we're working through this, okay? All right. Love, I was like, okay, we need to start with a good definition for self-love. And I'm searching and searching. I found this and I liked it. All right, taking care, self-love is taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. I'll say it again. Taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others, period. So who are the others? And the others are everybody that's not you. The parents, children, spouses, work, anything. Anything that's asking you to give up you is contrary to your self-love, okay? And it's important that we understand that because in self-love, without it, we can really be almost like, you know, a ribbon in the sky. We can literally be like a kite in the sky, just at the mercy of the winds. You're at the mercy of other people's energy. I hate to tell you this, even the best well-intended people can be contrary to your self-love. Self-love is the loving of yourself. So how can someone else be positively impacting your self-love? No matter what, you have to be responsible for this. So it can't be a matter of someone else either doing or not doing something. It really, really has to be you doing or not doing something. We have to take responsibility and accountability for our own thoughts, our own wants, our own wishes. We have to put up proper, and there's six areas that create this foundation for self-love, okay? And I want to spend some time in all of them because all of them are key, okay? So, and this is not necessarily in an order, but I can tell you without all of these in place, you are going to miss the marker. What happens when we miss the marker? We become unhappy, period. This is what I've seen professionally, spiritually, without proper self-care, meaning you taking care of you. I've seen people get depressed. I've seen people taken advantage of. I've seen people allow their people-pleasing to get too high, to where we're focusing way too much on what other people are thinking and saying. We become imbalanced, over-focused on things that are not us. So there's a lot that we need to work on and to address and to make sure there's an understanding for this. You know, so this is not, the title of this program is not understanding self-love. It's the need for self-love. We need self-love. We cannot continue without it. This is why the self-love retreat is one of the hardest retreats. You know, usually when I say, oh, yeah, the self-love retreat's coming up, people kind of shudder. And I'm like, it's not that bad. But it is. It really is. Because until somebody brings it to your attention, you may not even realize that you're not loving yourself properly. Until someone reminds you that, hey, you got some basics you're not getting, you may not fully grasp the idea that you are lacking. And that can be dangerous for you, okay? So the foundations, this is where our self-love is, okay? These are things we have to work on. I'm just going to name them off, and then we're going to go a little deeper into them. No, let's take one by one. The first one I want to talk about that I think is so very important is boundaries. This is something that anybody and everybody can kind of slip up on, boundaries. Everybody needs to know what their good boundaries are because other people don't know. You know, we only got a couple of mind readers, and I don't know two mind readers that are married to each other, okay? So that means even if you are a mind reader, the person you're with can't do it. So it's like, you have to say what your boundaries are. You have to be open enough and aware enough about what boundaries are needed. And I'm talking about boundaries, not just the, you know, no is a complete sentence, because no is a complete sentence, but it's also boundaries in how you address issues, is boundaries in how we're going to handle the children, you know, boundaries in anything and everything. There are boundaries needed. You deserve to be protected. I like to call them the rules. You can't even fight without rules. You're like, man, I'm mad at this person, and I still got to obey the rules? Yep. How do you have healthy communication and give and take in your life, in every relationship? So we're not just talking about romantic relationships. We're talking about any and all relationships. How do you maintain those healthy boundaries? And so write that down. And then also I would, you know, we're going into this. The classrooms should be a workshop for you. They're a workshop for me. You know, I do it with pen and paper. I sit with spirit with pen and paper before we even get to the radio program. And then we have more writing because, like I said, this is one area I don't know too many people that do it well. There's always, I'm like, have you thought about, you know, do you consider, have you been paying attention to that? That's, you know, my way of saying you're not paying enough attention to yourself. Okay, so next for self-love is self-care. Making time to get your needs met. Balancing spending time with work and family and hobbies and things that you like. Okay, there's not enough of this. I remember telling myself that sleep is not a reward. And we'll see this in places. Oh, yes, rewarded with sleep. And there are times where by the time I get to sleep, it feels like a reward. I feel like, Lord, please, Calgon, come take me away. Sleep is not a reward. Sleep is a mandatory function in your life. You need sleep in order to be healthy. When you don't have sleep time after time after time, you're depleting your body. You are irritating your spirit because your spirit's like, man, I do all this work. I can't get no rest. So even for me, and I love to be busy. I love to grind my wheels and always be doing this, that, and the other. Guess what? That gets toxic. There's no balance. There's no nothing. So making self-care part of your priority is a must. And so I love my pedicures. I do. I really do. But that's not the only form of self-care. I can tell you, getting to the gym, for me, oh my goodness, that is going to be, you know, a wonderful opportunity for me to show my body, hey, I care about you. Hey, you matter to me. And it's important that we do that. So self-care, we have to keep self-care in its perspective. Self-care is not exclusively self-love. It's a part of it. Okay? So telling me when I'd be like, wow, what are you doing to care for yourself in the middle of being stressed, in the middle of work, in the middle of this, that, and the other? What are you doing to care for yourself? And the answer can't just be the pedicures, mama. You know, we have to really start to say, no, there's more to me than that. Okay? Next one, and this is a sensitive one. Okay? It's sensitive because it's so blessed, important. And it's something that I think we overlook in general in life. I think we undervalue this skill, okay? And so this pillar is called the inner voice, all right? This inner voice is so very important. This inner voice can literally make or break you. the inner voice. The inner voice, this is the way you speak to and about yourself. This is what's playing on the radio upstairs. So, you know, I spend time preparing for the program. I am not talking off the side of my neck. You know, I'm spending time in meditation and prayer, and I really give this my all, right? And so before we started, I intentionally turned on Stevie Wonder's Key of Life, Love in Need of Love Today. I think the song is all of 7 minutes long, okay? I think it's 7 minutes plus long. And I sang, and I am not a singer. Don't ask, because I'll do it. Just because I'm not good at it doesn't mean I don't do it. So I'm up here singing and belting my poor little vocal cords that I don't have out, and I am really 100% in to understanding love's need of love, right? And I do this because I'm intentionally adjusting my mood. I am telling myself about love. I'm listening to myself speak about love. I'm internalizing how I'm about to package my love up in the little package and send it out, right? That's what it says. I work on being gentle with myself, as I hope everyone does. Everyone needs to take a moment and be gentle with self. Now, do I be like, oh, it's okay, self. You can do whatever you want. Oh, no. I'm very disciplined. Me and myself, oh, my goodness. I'm very disciplined with myself. I make sure myself understands, hey, we're not going for the okey-doke. We are putting hard work in place. We're going to make this happen. So I'm not easy or light with myself, but I am gentle with myself. I'm understanding and compassionate and loving with myself in the words. And whenever this starts to get out of whack, because it can, family, you know, we can be open with each other. You can get that inner voice. It can get, oh, my God, I can't believe we did this. Oh, I made a mistake. Oh, I mean, I have seen people beat themselves up, right? And I tell you, no one wins when you fight yourself. No one wins when you fight your family. It's literally a no-win situation. So this inner voice is so very important that we train it. And this is where our affirmations come from, our mantras come from, our positive music goes. It goes literally out of our mouths, into our ears. So we're cycling this through our brain, okay, another time and another time. And as many times as we can cycle it through, it's so important that we do. So that inner voice, I find like during devotions, we find those swear jars, and I'd be like, hey, if this is something that we're working on all through the year, then those swear jars really shouldn't be that high. What's going on? So we got to work on this inner voice, how we speak to each other. And then I'm going to take it a step further. I need you to also be cautious of how you speak to not just yourself, but how you speak to others. Because even when you're speaking to others in a harsh tone, your ears are still hearing that. So let's work on how do we get ourselves to be in this arena of love. And we're going to take some of that for ourselves, but we're still putting out love even for others. Because we want to hear, you know, it's like we're harvesting love, you know. We want to hear it everywhere. So one of those pillars needs to be the inner voice. So this next one is a special shout out to those people who didn't have a childhood. Special shout out. So, and I, you know, these are pillars that I'm going through, and you may have one of these down good. Like, I don't have no problem with boundaries, not at all. Super duper got them. I learned a lot of it just through life. I learned a lot of it being a Muslim female. I learned a lot of it being and doing these social work understandings and the strong boundaries that are needed there. Boundary, I got. So if I'm talking about something that you got, man, that's wonderful. Put a check mark on it. But if I'm saying, I'm saying something that may be rubbing you the wrong way, stop and think about why that might be, okay? All right, this next part is self-discovery. This is learning your likes. Learning yourself. And the reason why I said this may be difficult for people is because a lot of us didn't have a lot of freedom to do and make our own choices growing up. We didn't have the opportunity to see if we like painting. You know, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to see if we liked football or whatever. There, we just didn't have it. Life was lifing, and it happens. But that might mean when I ask you, hey, well, what do you enjoy doing? Your answer might be going to work and going to sleep. You know, taking a hot shower if I can. You know, there's more to life than just work. And in order to have a nice, balanced life, you need more than just work. So self-discovery is learning about yourself. So I was up on the mountain this weekend, and we were doing some painting. And when I'm working, I'm working. I don't have time for this. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm checking. I sat down. I was like, I actually want to paint too. And I had so much fun. No straight line, not one straight line. Not one, I mean, no exactness. It's just, it's only beautiful to me. But in my house, I have up my art. I don't have nobody, the only art in my house is art that I've done or art of someone that I know. I don't have no Picassos. I'm not interested in Picasso. I'm interested in me. I'm interested in the things I thought were beautiful. And so you look at it, you may say, okay, that's cute, Mama Seven, but, you know, don't give up your day job. It don't matter. What matters is I enjoy doing it. It looks beautiful to me. And so self-discovery is about doing just that, allowing yourself to discover something. And it doesn't have to produce a lot of money. It doesn't have to do – it just has to be you. All right? Now, this one here, I would love to check it, but and everybody, if you want to check this particular one, I'm going to need a doctor's note. I'm going to need somebody else to confirm that you got this. So this pillar is mental health, okay? And I, you know, I love to joke and everything, but for real, I'm going to need someone else is going to have to confirm that you are mentally healthy, balanced, your personal self and emotions are good. Nah, I need a doctor's note. And not saying that it can't happen. It definitely can happen. But what I'm saying is, oh, it takes a lot to make it happen. Sometimes, you know, they say, oh, it takes a village to raise a child. Sometimes it takes more than a village, okay? And it takes more than a village to raise adults, too. Just because we older doesn't mean that we're finished or that we don't need assistance and mental health and love. We need more. So mental health, focusing on, and here's me. They might as well just put my little picture here because it's disrespectful. Focusing on stress management, mental health, and learning healthy coping skills, right? This is 101, but I promise you, to me, I think this is one of the hard, maybe the second hardest. This is one of the hardest ones that we have to focus on for self-love, okay? That stress management, man, I'm telling you, some days I'll be having such a great day. Everything is wonderful. I'm remembering everything. I'm firing on those pistons, right? I got it. I will have a stressful moment at work. And it seems like that's the whole day. That one stressful moment, I'm going to take my whole day. And I'm like, wow, you can't have my whole day off of one stressful moment. Mental health is part of your self-love. The more you love yourself, the more you're going to care about your mental health. The more you love yourself, the more you care about it. The more you care about your mental health, the more you love yourself. This is one of those equations of A plus B equaling C. This is it. All of these things equal self-love. Self-love equals all of these things. You can't have, and I know this for a fact, you cannot have a good, healthy relationship with yourself or with anyone else if you are not caring for your stress levels in your house, in your work, in your life, period. We can't have no self-love if you're not even willing to learn what you like. If you're not willing to speak to yourself gently, respectfully, if you're not caring for your temple, whoo, Lord. Now, let me say this about the temple, right? We desperately need our temple taken care of. We desperately need us to understand that if you don't love your body, there's a part of your self-love that's missing in those boundaries. Ooh-wee. And the boundaries are needed because you are valuable. Your self-love is so valuable that you have to put up a fence around it, okay? Like, if you stop and think about our organs that are, like, pumping, God gives us a helmet to our brain. We have protection on that. This is a boundary. You can't just go rub your brain, okay, because it's sensitive. So God put this hard skull around us, right? What else sensitive do we have? A heart. Our heart is under lungs, under a rib cage. God is working, and we have ribs in the front and in the back. We're completely protected. Those are the boundaries. And then this last piece, this is the piece of resistance right here. This is, if you can get this, then it's going to create a framework for the wheel. You know what I'm saying? So this last piece is called self-acceptance. I hope everybody just rolled their eyes because I did. Self-acceptance is such a necessary component of self-love. Are you willing to accept? You know, during this weekend, it came up numerous times, and it does every retreat. You know, how do you love yourself where you are while still working on yourself for healing? You have to be able to do both. You have to love where you are. Now, I understand some of the difficulties of living where you are, because where we are sometimes is in the middle of the mud. Where we are sometimes is in the middle of a situation that we thought we'd never have to deal with. Where we are could be in the middle of some hurt feelings. And it's hard to love where we are because many of us are living in a fantasy world, they're living in pretend land. You know, we're not being open and honest and realistic about what's going on in our life right now. And if you can't accept where you are, and if you can't accept, you know, that you don't have to be perfect to be worthy of self-love, you'll find an excuse not to do it. You'll find an excuse not to love yourself. And that is going to be harmful. Okay? So I hope everybody, I'm going to say just the categories again, because I really want you to understand that you may say, okay, I got that piece. And I'm like, okay, we got a lopsided wheel. One piece ain't going to do it. We need all of these pieces. We need all of these aspects to self-love. One, boundaries. It needs to not in order. It's because it's a wheel. It's going round and round, okay? Boundaries. Self-care, that inner voice, self-discovery, mental health, and self-acceptance. To me, that self-acceptance is like the glue. You know, it's almost like back in the day when we had envelopes, you used to have to lick those nasty things and close the letter, right? And so, and it was nasty. It tasted horrible. But that was the way we sealed the letter. So if we didn't seal the letter, then your contents would fall out, right? That self-acceptance is sealing it. That self-acceptance is saying, I am going to love myself. Hey, even if I don't get to the pedicure, okay? What happens when our self-care budget hits a little pothole? Now, if you've ever been, I've been in New Jersey before, and they have potholes there the size of the car. You could lose a whole car in a pothole in New Jersey. Sorry, New Jersey. It's the truth, right? And so I can only imagine what New York is working with. I can't even go that far, right? So let's say your self-care budget just flies off the handle and you don't have a self-care budget. And so that thing that you're used to doing for yourself, we're not going to be able to do. We just can't make it, blah, blah, blah. Are we going to fall apart? No. We're going to find something else. And we're also going to make sure that the things that are important, like self-care is so important, that you need to be able to do self-care on any budget, low budget, no budget, whatever. You need to have an understanding of how can I care for myself and spend time in my hobbies and interests even if I don't have a budget. You know, and I can tell you what my answer was because, see, my first answer was I'm going to do a trip. I'm going, you know, back when I worked in corporate and it wasn't no big deal, I'm running to Puerto Rico, I'm going to run to D.C. with friends, I'm going to do whatever because, you know, right now money ain't a thing. Money became a thing. It became a thing, but my self-care couldn't just stop. And so that's when I started my duck therapy. This is when I started taking my buck and a half and I go get a loaf of bread. And then I take, well, me take more than $3 or $4 in gas. Now, gas is ridiculous. But you take a little bit of gas money, and you go to the park, and you feed the ducks. And the ducks are ever so grateful that you're there, that they will come and sit and talk to you and have a great moment. And I have shared this moment with a few people, and they are always like, I can't believe that duck is eating out your hand. And I'm like, it is. And I would go, you know, especially when I lived in Atlanta, I went to one park all the time. And I remember in the spring, the ducks would bring their babies and would allow their babies to come eat out my hand. Now, that is an honor. You know, mamas will be allowing people to eat their babies. And so, you know, this turned my $500, you know, weekend excursions down to about $5-6. I wasn't going to stop enjoying myself. You know, I have boys, you know, on a budget, no problem. I've been a single mom since I've been a mom. And, you know, I would find ways. Those kids have to have a hard bedtime. It is 8:30 sharp, and you better not get out that bed. And the reason why is because I need some time to myself so that I can do my self-care things. And my self-care, you know, when the kids were little, was, you know, I used to love to read, you know. And so I'd get a book, or even just researching online, I'd love to read, and I would allow myself that time after the kids went to bed. You know, I couldn't go out like I wanted to, and I didn't have a whole tons of money. But I was going to find a way to take care of my needs. I couldn't spend all day working and then coming home and tending to children. And then I couldn't do it and not allow myself a little time, you know. And that meant a night or two, those dishes didn't get done. You know, that might mean, you know, that the laundry will have someone else. You may have to delegate the laundry to be done by somebody else. Or maybe, you know, we start teaching, hey, this is how you fold up your clothes. I'll wash them, but here, so I can have some time for myself, go ahead and do that. So you see, there are ways. I don't care who you are. I don't care about your situation. I don't care about your budget. There are ways to care for yourself. But we need these pillars in place to really help us remind what's important. What do we have to focus on? You know, and I'm sure everyone has, out of the six, everyone has that one that they think they're really good at, you know what I'm saying? And then everyone has that one, they're like, yeah, I'm still working on that. And I didn't realize it was so important in my self-love. So if I said anything, if one of those six things, and you feel, just because you feel you got it don't mean you do, but if there's something you feel like you don't have, oh, we need to talk about that. We need to talk about how do we get it? How do we create it? Right? So I'm really, really glad that everyone got a chance to sit back, even if you're just listening. It's fine. Because there's a lot of people online. Everybody just wanted to listen today. That's fine. That is fine. I really hope everybody got a little assignment for them to do. I want you to build your base. You know, self-love is so important, because if you're not loving yourself properly, I have no idea how someone else is going to. If you're not loving yourself properly, how are you going to recognize when someone else is trying to love you? I don't know. I don't get it. I can tell you it's going to be more difficult. So these are the things we need to think about. How do we put these things in place? How do we do more for ourselves? More love, more care, more kindness, and put these things in place so that we know that we are doing our basics. Because when you start to show people how you love you, other people are going to want to jump on that bandwagon, and they're going to want to love you too, right? So as you start to learn more about loving you, what I have found is that takes us right back to loving God. Because as, You know, we are pieces and reflections of God. So as we start to love ourselves more, any study and effort and energy to love you more should be leading you right back to loving God more. Any efforts in learning to love God more should be leading you back to loving you more, right? So you see how we're always in this positive cycle for love. Now, I can tell you the other side. If you're not feeling the love for you, how can you feel God's love for you? If anyone has a question knowing who God is in their life, this is the answer. This is the answer. And the benefits are overflowing. Do not hesitate to love on yourself. This is something you can't do too much of. Please don't hesitate showing your children you loving you. And sometimes when it comes to the kids, you may have to say, oh, I'm loving myself. And they'll be looking at you like, okay. But they need to know that it's important that mamas and daddies love themselves, because there's going to come a time when they are going to have to do the same thing for themselves, okay? So you know me, I'm always about teaching the children. The children need to know that they need to love themselves first. So I hope that this was helpful, really. It was helpful for me. It really helped me to put some things in place. It helped me to see that you can have one or two or three, four or five of these in place. But really, there are a number of pieces to it. Without that, you're going to miss it. Okay? So spend some time. Write your own stuff up. And this is personal, okay? Self-love is very personal. But I hope that you reach out to somebody and say, hey, I'm doing this for my self-care. I'm doing this to boost my self-discovery. I want to learn more. I went to Topgolf, not by my choice, y'all. I went to Topgolf, and I definitely chalked that up to self-discovery. That day, I was learning about myself and learning I don't like golf. But it was something that I stepped out of a comfort zone and said, hey, sure, let's do Topgolf, okay? So this is part of what we're doing, self-discovery. Not only did I learn I not like Topgolf, outside activities, I'm kind of iffy on. It depends. So I hope that everyone takes a moment, not just to learn about themselves, but to try something new. You know, you may discover that you love something. Like my ducks, oh, I love that. I love being outside for that. Talk about not so much. So spend some time in discovery with yourself as well. Okay? Moving into the prayer portion. Self-love is one of those small little prayers for yourself. To me, is a gratitude piece. Whenever I think about myself and how much I love myself and my situation, I think about how much I love God for putting me in that situation and for learning the lessons that I have. And so I start my prayer off with, Father, Mother, God, I give thanks and praise for the lessons I've learned. I give thanks and praise for the exposures that I've had. I give thanks and praise for having a strong foundation in love, having a good, strong kindness muscle. I give thanks to God for allowing me to be me very unapologetically and allowing me to move forward in the things that are good and positive for myself. I give thanks to God for giving me the sweet children that I have and protecting them as they move forward in their journey in life. I give thanks for having both of my parents still living and still teaching me lessons actively on good character, selflessness, advocacy, just the amazing lessons that I am afforded and that I try to package up and teach the whole world. I want everybody to benefit, everybody. I give thanks to God for allowing me to, at this age of almost 52, to have the health that I have and to continue building and strengthening the places that I have to work on. I thank God for allowing me to love on myself as I work on myself. I know that God can bless me. Long, long health. Strong mind, strong body. I ask that God's will be done in my life and all of those lives that are waiting patiently for his instructions. I give thanks to God for allowing me to be a vessel and to allow my vessel to be clean and ready for however and whatever direction he takes me in. I am thankful. I am grateful. I'm blessed to have his mercy in my life. I ask all these things, knowing that God can fulfill them, in God's name. Amen.